Seeding the oceans with iron is a viable way to permanently lock carbon away from the atmosphere and, in turn, potentially tackle climate change. According to scientists who have studied how the process works naturally, marine algae capture vast quantities of CO2 from the atmosphere as they grow, but this growth is often limited by a lack of iron. It's after researchers in Germany were finally given the go-ahead for a controversial experiment to drop several tons of iron into the Southern Ocean. Some environmentalists are concerned, as the long-term ecological effects of iron seeding are unknown.
Geoengineering, as you both know, this is a catch-all term for ways of changing the Earth's climate system somehow to stop climate change happening. So this includes everything from mirrors up in space to reflect away sunlight to what we're talking about here, which is to dump huge amounts of nutrients in the ocean. And the idea there is to try and make algae bloom. And as they grow, they take up lots of carbon dioxide. And when they die, they fall to the bottom of the ocean and they lock away their carbon. And this study that published in Nature last week was looking at how iron does that. I mean, we know that it does do it. We know that it happens naturally in certain places around the world. So this team from Southampton went around some islands in the Southern Ocean. And these islands were quite interesting because the north part had iron falling into the sea from the volcanic land, and the south part didn't. So they could compare directly between the two, and they found that where there was iron, there was three times more algae and three times more carbon being locked up and three times more carbon sort of falling into the depths. And that's good because it shows that this stuff works. It's not just theoretical.
But the interesting thing about this story is I've seen it written up in two different ways. One, from the kind of, you know, this is a good news story for iron fertilization because we found a natural experiment, and by the natural experiment it seems to work because carbon does get locked up. And then I've seen it written up another way saying that actually it's bad news for iron fertilization because the rate at which you lock up carbon isn't high enough you'd need to dump shed loads
of
iron.
This is the beauty of nuance in scientific papers, isn't it? So I think the scientific papers can handle that sort of thing. Newspapers can't. You're right. The way I wrote it was to say that it's a good news because it proves that it does work, and that we've started to unravel how it works. And there's lots of space to go yet before we start thinking, right, we're going to just start dumping. If we decide this is a serious climate solution and we want to dump this stuff in there, we need to know exactly how much to dump, where to put it, how to insert it, what compounds. And we know really little about all of this stuff. But what this has shown is that it does actually work. What they're a little bit concerned about, as you hinted at, was that the amount of carbon dropping into the bottom of the ocean. Now, this is the issue. So the iron does make algae grow, but not all of it falls to the bottom. Some of it stays in the top surface of the ocean and is decomposed by bacteria, and that carbon dioxide returns to the atmosphere in the ocean. And what they wanted to look at was what's locked away, what's the stuff that drops down to the bottom. And they found that actually that wasn't as high as they theoretically predicted.
And so the Wegener Institute guys who've got the go-ahead to actually dump a load of iron in,
yes,
rather than doing the natural projects, what type of fertiliser are they going to be dumping in? Do they know yet?
I think that, from what I understand, this is the Alfred Wegener Institute, a bunch of German and Indian scientists with a couple of Brits as well, are going to go into the Southern Ocean. They've been given permission to dump, I think, 15 tonnes of, I think it's simply iron. I think it might be iron sulphate, which is a particular, obviously a particular iron, of iron. That doesn't work on radio, does it? An ion of iron. But the idea is that different ions, so depending on how the ion's charged, will affect the growth in different ways. Their primary goal actually isn't to do geoengineering. I mean, that one of their results, their experiment, will inform geoengineering. But what they want to do is look at how iron, it affects the global, the global sort of climate cycles and that kind of thing. The other thing you were mentioning, James, that you hinted at earlier, the second geoengineering story, was we didn't report this, but it was an analysis by the University of East Anglia using computer models of a whole load of geoengineering techniques and looking at how they might work one next to each other. And I'll keep this brief, but basically they looked at all of the different things, all the crazy ones as well as the sort of more doable ones. Not that iron filings is a doable one particularly, but
including things like cloud seeding,
mirrors in space, everything. And quite depressingly, actually, they found that the most effective thing you could do, if money was no object, the most effective thing you could do to reduce climate temperatures in time was put mirrors in space. The least effective thing you could do was seed the oceans with iron. because they said that with the seeding the oceans with iron, you'd have to keep it up for like 1,000 years for it to have any effect.
This just demonstrates the magnitude of the challenge.
But also how ferociously complex and interconnected all this stuff is. I don't know.
We've just got to turn more lights off.